Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I think this is a nice, fun place to start.
Okay.
I don't Airbnb.
I do.
I know. And I do, actually, because I have. It's just that I'm not responsible
for. Oh, your wife sets it up.
I don't have an app. I don't, you know, look these things up. I feel like I'm not capable of planning something and having it go to plan.
Mm.
I feel like, you know, we'll get there.
But it works for you.
I've had nice experiences.
Yeah. It's a great concept. The whole somebody else's house.
If you're booking an Airbnb, you might skip over the long list of amenities because most of them don't really matter. Hangers, first aid kits. So when you're booking this is, I wouldn't know this. I've never booked one. Mm. There's a list of amenities that you would look through to say, it looks to have everything we need.
I make sure there's a coffee maker.
Oh.
Yeah, I always look. And I think that like amenities would also probably list like it has Wi-Fi. And not
so
dial up.
If there's no coffee pot.
Then I know I got to bring my own stuff.
Oh, okay. So then you won't.
It wouldn't necessarily eliminate it from the running.
Hangers, first aid kits, a tea kettle, measuring spoons, outlet covers, reading material.
Oh. Hmm.
So these are all the kinds of things you might find on the list of amenities. Here's something that you wouldn't consider to be an amenity, I don't think. Hot water.
Oh, no, I would consider that to be an amenity, but you're right. I wouldn't expect it to be listed because it would just be assumed.
A woman named Tanya is going viral after she shared her interaction with an Airbnb host who messaged her and said, there's a temporary issue with hot water at the property she rented.
Oh.
It was less than a week before her stay, so she asked if she could be refunded if it wasn't fixed before she arrived. They said they're unable to offer a refund in this situation because hot water was not included as an amenity in the booking. They did apologize for the inconvenience and appreciated her understanding.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I take it back. I said, sure, it's an amenity. No, that's a requirement.
Tanya responded, so you're choosing to rip me off because you didn't list an assumed amenity? You also didn't list windows and doors. If those are missing,
those
I guess that's fine too. The host didn't budge, but Airbnb stepped in with a full refund. So that is the go-between can be helpful.
Yes.
There are certain things you use where there's no phone, no way to contact. I'm talking about Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Craigslist. You use that.
Hey, Craig here. I'm unavailable.
Something goes wrong. They have created a system that is impenetrable.
Mm, mm-hmm.
You couldn't find help if you ever to save your... Get that off of them. Sorry, we're not around or available or...
There's no one here right now. It's and probably for a really long time. That's going to continue.
Ever, right.
This is the setup here. There is no one. There is no Craig. I got to go.
Right. Airbnb, it's nice to know that there's someone there and they're able to step in and say, we've got you.
Well, they need to do that because then people would stop using their service.
Right.
And I'm sure that that person who didn't want to include hot water and wouldn't give a refund is not invited to be on the site anymore. I would hope.
They're going to review the other host. It's unclear if anything will come of it. Apparently hot water is an amenity option that hosts can check when listing a property.
Oh.
And technically they may only be responsible for delivering on the stuff they promise.
Oh.
So maybe Airbnb has to change the way that function.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you were renting like a tent, then hot water would be like, whoa, that's what a lovely amenity. I'm renting a house, I'm pretty much assuming that all the parts are working.
One of the early trips Christina and I took long before kids, I took her on a surf trip and I'd met this doctor guy who had invested in this surf camp down in past Oaxaca, almost to Guatemala. And it's a place called Salina Cruz. And he had invested in it. He's like, oh, you got to go. You're going to love it. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. And so I didn't get any kind of deal on it, but I figured this guy is a friend and there's got to be some standard, right? The doctor man with children. I mean, sure, people need things. Right? It must all be there.
It'll be there.
Food, water, things.
A bed.
Yeah, bed, all the stuff. So we get there and by the way, we got waves and we had a great time and it was super fun for us, but also we had no shower.
Oh.
They had to, it was a water pump, and you could maybe get a trickle out when you'd go down to them and say, we've been in the sun and in the ocean for 10 hours today.
Yeah.
We need to rinse off.
Yes.
And they would work the pump and you could get a trickle out and you could just get wet enough to get the stuff off you. And, you know, that's like.
And forget nighttime activities. Ooh.
There wasn't a lot of that either.
No.
There was, you know, you've got sunscreen caked on so deeply that you just, what you really want is a fire hose of water coming out to get all this stuff.
It's so soapy and sudsy.
It just didn't happen.
Oh,
and
boy.
So these are things that you do later realize you need. Mm. You take them for granted, like hot water at an Airbnb. Burn. Anyway, it worked out.
At least she got her money back, though.
This lady
Airbnb,
did. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.